Welcome to another legislative report, and joining me today is Lancaster County Representative Stephen Menser. And Representative Menser, the State House will be returning to session next month. What are the top issues that you'd like to see addressed when your House colleagues return to Harrisburg?
Well, Greg, I hate to sound like a broken record, but I still believe the pension and pension reform is the number one issue. It's one of the number one cost drivers in our state budget, and we absolutely need to get this under control. We have had one piece of legislation that we proposed that is in the Senate right now. The Senate has not taken it up yet. But we are hoping that in the fall, we will be able to address this issue of pension reform. If you remember from previous interviews, the pension payments that we're making now in Pennsylvania are getting very close to $5 billion out of a $30 billion budget. And this is just a huge expenditure, and we really need to get our hands around that.
You have legislation that would lower Pennsylvania's apprenticeship ratios. Now, I'd like for you to tell our listeners more about your measure and how that would be beneficial to our state.
Well, Greg, what this bill is intended to do is to provide more family-sustaining jobs in Pennsylvania, good-paying jobs that are in extreme high demand today. I'm talking about technical skill type jobs like plumbers, carpenters, and the new manufacturing jobs available today, where employers are really trying to fill those positions and can't find enough people. So we have a situation in Pennsylvania where for everyone journeyman, which is like a trainee, a journeyman is just simply a word for trainee. In some cases, you need as many as four journeymen or experienced tradesmen on a job to train that one person. Four experienced person to train one journeyman. And that was a law that came about in the early 60s, and it needs to be reformed because what it's doing is it's restricting the number of people we can train to get into these good-paying jobs. And there are 24 states that go by a federal standard, which does not have this, you know, 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 restriction. So my legislation just tries to eliminate that, what I consider to be a law passed back in the 60s that really is not up to date, and we need to get as many people trained for these high-paying, family-sustaining jobs in Pennsylvania.
Does your legislation have a bill number, and where does it stand at this point in Harrisburg?
Yeah, it's HB 1952. I think I got that correct. We did get it passed out of the Committee for Labor and Industry, and you know, it's before the House waiting for action.
And my last question to you, Representative Menser, is a busy week in Harrisburg as far as Kathleen Kane resigning as State Attorney General. Bruce Beamer has been nominated by Governor Wolf to take her place for the rest of her term. Give us your comment in regards to that situation.
Well, I think it was a sad chapter in Pennsylvania, and I believe maybe it went along a little too long. But we do have closure now. Kathleen Kane has resigned, and I think the state can put this behind us and move forward.
Representative Menser, thank you for being with us on another legislative report.